Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards left. McCoskey catches it and throws to Bloodworth, who relays to York to double up Moses. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dixie Parsons now catching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 1 in the game. Franklin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. York goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Moses reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL scores. Wright moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lyons hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris pinch hits for Al Benton. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-3 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL bunts for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Hoog moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Hoog scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Henshaw. Tresh moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Moses reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Moses steals third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-4 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Franklin moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.